Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I could watch it for hours, that floorball thing I watched on the news on Sunday morning, Channel 3. Thank you very much for once again accidentally entertaining me. Sent that Brittany Thompson out there to do her floorball deal. The floorball team for Shadow Point or whatever it is.
Shadow Ridge.
And then kid, right as the lady's saying, it's like, it's such a safe sport. You know, it's so much safer than hockey. Some kid takes a shot in the face and is down right during the live broadcast. Spitting bacon all over the place.
Twisted bacon?
Channel 3. No, Brady. Ordered bacon. I wasn't even hungry when I ordered it. By the time it got there, I was. I didn't have that 35-minute preparation, 70 hours in the oven. Tomorrow, I'll have bacon. Nonsense that you guys do. Order. 30 minutes later, there it is. Some person trying to make ends meet, doing a side hustle, puts it on my patio. I make no contact with a soul. Bacon in my mouth. Stand in my kitchen for an hour and a half twisting it. Put that there. I get that oven going. I'll have bacon by noon.
Okay, so I got to go to work.
Yeah, I got to go to work.
Is the bacon ready?
Is the bacon? No, I won't be ready till tomorrow, but we're going to have bacon. Well, I can get bacon on the way. Oh, God, no, don't eat bacon that's available in 9,000 other places between now and your work. Just wait for this bacon. And then I guarantee you ate that twisted bacon. You went, it's good. Bacon.
It's bacon.
But you didn't do it.
You had it delivered, too. No.
Medea did it.
Well, yeah.
You had it delivered.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Yeah.
Miss New Booty got hold of it and brought you some bacon the way it should be.
Damn right.
That's right.
I haven't done it yet, either.
I can't believe you, of all people, haven't tried it yet.
It's just bacon, Brady. It's available everywhere.
I'm with Brad. I can't believe that you brought the story and you haven't done it yet.
Oh, I know.
Did you have bacon this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't want to do it either. It takes extra time. He wants bacon now.
A little bit of that.
He's like me with it.
Called out. I want bacon now. I'm not going to twist and wait.
It is time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters and Bud Light. And Hooters is hiring for all positions, standing, sitting. Call your local Hooters for details and apply at HootersROA.com. Hooters, making other jobs look boring since 1983. Let me throw this in there. No ham planets. I don't work for their HR department. I'm just saying it as a person who would like to help out your hiring practices. No ham planets. You may think with the current state of photographs that that's what people want to see in a Hooters outfit. Well, you're wrong. We like a nice fit Hooters girl. Do we not?
Absolutely.
I don't like a Hooters calendar with fold-outs. I want her to fit on one page. Now hiring Hooters. I don't think I can get in trouble. Can they get in trouble? They can't. They're fine. They can hire whoever they want. I'm just saying, if I had my 2 cents, the ham planet hire is out.
Got hiring standards.
It is a right to work state, so here we're good.
Although, that's true.
Maybe
I don't think you can. I still don't think you can not hire because somebody's too big.
Look, maybe. You're a ham planet.
I'm sorry. We have standards.
Maybe the ham planet can open up next door to Hooters.
Ham Planet would be a great restaurant because Brady'd get his bacon.
Twisted every day.
Just, you know what? It's a good fetish idea.
Not bad.
Ham Planet. And they have great, delicious, fattening food served by scantily clad large ladies. Ham Planet, the restaurant.
Plus size, John.
Fat. I remember when that was a word. Still is. Doctors say it. Nobody cares. No doctor ever says you're plus size. You're fat. You got to lose weight. Aw. Medically, he's right. Anyway,
medically,
Ham Planet's not a bad idea. Hooters should think about like branching off into a second place when some of their girls, you know, age out, and then you move them over to Ham Planet.
By the way, that's a phrase too. Happens in all kinds of things in life. Aging
or
out.
Size out. Hey, Patricia, come over here. It looks like you've been hitting that fry bin a little heavy. We're going to move you to Ham Planet for a little while until you get it together or just continue down this path.
Well, I don't want to work at Ham Planet. I'm a Hooters gal.
You used to be a Hooters gal. You are now a Ham Planet gal.
It's a plus-size opportunity.
The good news is all your benefits will move right over.
Everything's still the same. You're just a Ham Planet now. That's all. We think you represent Ham Planetry more than you do Hooters.
That's not right.
We're not firing you. We're moving you. You're being transferred.
Transferred again? Where are you heading? The Big Bones.
Oh, Big Bones Barbecue is a great idea, too. That's Ham Planet's biggest competition.
Hey, I'm Brady Bogan, and I got big bones in my ass. Watch this.
Hire up a bunch of big girls, serve up big bones, have a couple of beast boys going out there, giving you your food. You know it's good if it's big bone people serving you big bone food. Brady, you need to think about this.
Yeah.
Get another restaurant going, because those are great.
Easy.
Yeah, nothing to it. Didn't take up all your time at all. Thank you, Hooters and Bud Light, although we're thinking about Ham Planet. Brady, report it.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Paranormal Day.
Ooh.
Just seemed like it was yesterday, John.
Yeah, but when we celebrated it last year.
Remember? 80% of Americans say they believe in ghosts. That includes 45% who believe but have never seen one.
Because no one's ever seen one.
35% have seen them.
No.
I don't know. Zach Bagan says he has.
He's seen them through. No, he hasn't. He's got a TV show. No one's ever seen a ghost. Stop it. You've never seen one. You can believe in them and be wrong your whole life. That's fine. But you've never seen one. Stop it. You're not special. They're not revealing themselves to only you. Stop it.
Someone at the old building said that the old building was. The person I took over for, as a matter of fact.
Amy?
No. Corey.
Corey James. That's right.
Yeah, she saw stuff around
of
there.
Of course
all the time.
She did. And they weren't reflections, and they weren't like anything moving around outside that made the windows do something. She never saw a ghost.
90%
No
of
one's
people...
ever seen one. Have you seen one?
No.
Have you?
Nope.
I haven't.
No, me neither. Why? They don't reveal themselves or they wouldn't be ghosts anymore.
90% of people.
It's like Brady giving up his fraternity handshake.
Yeah, ghosts can't just start showing up.
It's supposed to be secret.
It ruins it for the rest of them who are trying to keep it on the down low. What about all the ghosts that don't want to be revealed? Those ghosts are insensitive to their needs. Ghosts.
Some people probably credit to say, "Oh, I saw one, but on TV, one of those shows."
Right. They think that's
still not.
I saw a photo once when my grandpa was in the bed. No, he wasn't. It was
Zach, what's his name, bro?
Bagans.
Bagans.
Bagans. Yeah, that's called entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they make stuff up all the time. But again, all that guy does is stand there and like, oh, my God, did you guys hear that? That cabinet just shut.
He's the Guy Fieri of the supernatural world.
I might hate him more than Guy Fieri. Because at least Guy Fieri's food is real. Real awful, but real. This ghost hunter.
There's nothing filling about the ghost camp.
Well, there's nothing. I'd rather eat a ghost than Guy Fieri's food, but... Because at least I'm not disappointed. It's just breathing. Oh, this ghost thing's got to end. When will we stop with this silliness?
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. For almost all of the 1800s, maps of Africa had a mountain range called the Mountains of Kong, which didn't actually exist.
Huh.
They still even show up once in a while on modern maps and atlas from 1995. Even had them still in there.
And it's not a thing?
No. The original definition of weird was having the power to control the fate or destiny of human beings.
Cool. You're weird. By the way, Robert Wallace has come up with an idea. It says, Porkopolis 2.0 needs to be the Hooters Girls Retirement Farm. And just call it that. Where Hooters Girls go to retire after the ravages of time.
Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 163.
Says who?
Again, Albert Einstein's IQ was 160.
She should have known to control the dosage a little better then.
According to this new survey, 60% of the people say they'd rather get it on with themselves than with a partner.
How much?
60%.
We're phasing each other out.
Two out of three people say
We don't want hassles.
The best climactic moment of their lives came solo and not with someone else.
Jeez. I might have had one with that prosthetic two-thirds. Butt. I put my prosthetic butt finish a couple of times in the top five. I'm not kidding.
With Oculus or without Oculus?
One pre-Oculus, one with Oculus.
Oh, okay.
The Oculus had nothing to do with it. And then I talked to my buddy Drew Gamboa, and he said, don't talk about me on the air with this. And he goes, but you ever had a fleshlight? They're awesome. I'm like, it is. I've never done a fleshlight, but that – I'm serious. It's a top five. No kidding. Like, there's no emotional attachment, which is why it's so great.
The survey also found the average person starts experimenting with self-action when they're at what age?
Average?
Yeah.
13. 12.
15.
15. Wow. That was early.
That was early.
I was an 11. When did you start?
12-ish, 12. I think.
And you were about then, too?
Yeah. Like 7th, 8th grade.
Did you ever worry about your never mind.
Never worried about him checking on me? No.
Wow.
Not once.
It's never not funny.
A new study looked at which car colors had their or hold their value the best over 3 years.
White.
Yellow cars sell the highest
what?
Average price of any color.
Well, harder I never to find. Would guess that. I would say that me that's got to be because they're harder to find.
The rest of the top five colors that hold their value the best, beige, orange, green, and gray.
Wow.
What?
Orange.
The color that holds its value the worst is gold.
Yeah.
The other worst colors, brown, purple, black, and white.
White is the worst, John.
Jimmy Wisman just sent me a text that says, when I got divorced, one of the listeners of, he does a podcast, a Small Town Murder podcast, Gangbusters. Said, when I got divorced, one of our listeners sent me a fleshlight as a gag. Joke's on them. I broke it. They're rad, he said.
They're rad.
I haven't heard rad in a while.
Testimonial.
I'm not kidding. It's a top fiver, the prosthetic thing. I don't know if I could do a fleshlight. I might run off with
different?
It.
Is it different than what you have? It's the same,
I don't know.
Isn't it?
There's certain.
Just tubular?
There's one that I got that's a shampoo bottle. You unscrew the bottom of it. And inside
disguised.
Of
it, yeah. I remember seeing that one
inside
in the
of there's a mouth.
Yeah.
That makes so much noise. You have to open the cap to get air.
Does it?
Because it starts doing terrible stuff. It's like you go in there and it's like, burch, 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 burch. I got to stop. Like the neighbors are going to hear this.
It's like,
and then, yeah, and then you open the cap and it starts going, and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's off-putting. It sounds like I'm doing some
can
like
help you. You can
showers
a bellow.
Running.
Yeah, like showers a fire
running.
Going.
And I'm doing some woodworking in there.
Back in March, an elderly couple broke out of their assisted living home in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Broke out?
Yeah, they both have dementia and Alzheimer's.
Do they?
So they were they locked. Just, they're in a locked wing.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they just left. They broke
yeah.
out.
Yeah, that's well. Listen to this. Well, I know this story. Listen
turns
to how
out
they did
the
it.
Husband used to be in the military, and he was trained in Morse code. That trained him to memorize patterns. He listened to the staff punch in the key code for the door. Eventually, he cracked it so he could get out.
So he's not that demented.
Not yet.
He's not that demented.
Well, he's got it, but.
I said good for him.
The couple was found about 30 minutes after they escaped.
It's the old.
They are walking down a road a few blocks from the home. But the home was fined $2,000 by the state for allowing the couple to escape.
What's that? Wow. Where were they going without even knowing?
Oh, Fastball?
A Fastball song. It's about two old people right. who are like, screw this. They didn't wake the kids, the grandkids, and they just took off, and no one knows where they are. The children woke up, and they couldn't find them. It's a great song about two people just going, F it. I don't want this family anymore. And they take off.
We had an airplane baby happen last week. It was a flight from Kansas City to Hawaii. They're over the Pacific Ocean, and the lady went into labor.
You're not supposed to fly when you're pregnant.
Well, she was 26 weeks
oh,
into
that's a
it.
Preemie right there. Just, yeah, I hope she
and
was an aisle
luckily,
seat.
There was a doctor and a couple of trained nurses on the same flight.
Ugh.
And they plopped the baby out on the floor. And
ugh.
Is that part of the gig when you become a doctor? Listen, every time yeah. you fly, you're
you have to
on,
hear the call.
On, yeah, you're on the hook.
Every time you go anywhere, you're on the hook. Restaurants.
I guess you're
it's
right
part
there.
Of the code.
I
you hear the call.
It's the only thing. You know, you have the baby on the plane and everything, and it says, Kansas City nurses bound for Hawaii vacation deliver baby on flight. GoFundMe was set up for the
what?
Family that had.
Maybe got to pay the doctors for doing their
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they
up there.
Charge it. That's for doing have insurance.
You're on a flight to Hawaii from Kansas City.
I know.
In the middle of a pandemic. You're doing
on
fine.
Your vacation.
You're okay. You don't need a GoFundMe.
I checked it out, and there's already $5,427.
I bet you it was one of those dumb white people baby moons, too.
We better get out to Hawaii before we have
there,
the baby.
It looked like.
Ugh.
That would
that's
suck
a
being
Gilbert
a doctor,
thing.
Though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, they heed the call. There's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode about Ed Begley Jr. is a doctor, and somebody does it, and Larry's like, you got to heed the call. Heed the call. It's like, it's not an emergency.
And what
they keep going, is there a doctor on the flight? Some lady was just like hyperventilating. She'll be fine.
And what if you're the wrong kind of doctor? I mean, what if you're a podiatrist or a proctologist or something?
You're still trained.
To deliver babies?
Yeah, you're still trained. The last thing you want is a dentist raising their hand, though. I'll tell you what, though. I'd take a dentist over Toledo giving you the Heimlich maneuver because that's violent. I felt like that shampoo bottle I was banging.
You sounded like it, too.
Thank you, Brett.
I did. I've done less damage to that shampoo bottle.
I've got a quick pee-pee poo-poo news.
Damn it.
Oh, all right. You got to get on that. I have to get on
that. No, you told me.
You don't pay attention at
all? I don't pay attention to Brady anymore.
You should put it on his Instagram because we're all locked in on that.
He's given up on it.
Have you? Finally?
It's been a week.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Pee Pee Poo Poo News!
Here's a story about this happened on Saturday night in Nashville, Tennessee, at Kid Rock's big ass honky tonk rock and roll steakhouse.
Oh, that's too many things.
It should be called Ham Planet.
Yes. Evidently, there was a guy very upset
that Kid Rock
took
wasn't
off
there?
His colostomy bag and started swinging around, spraying feet all over the place.
Close it down.
Still better than the food Kid Rock served.
Close it down.
Oh.
The guy was arrested, and at least one of the cops had to change because his uniform was covered.
What do you expect? Any place called Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Grill, somebody's going to throw
poop. Rock and roll steakhouse, John.
Whatever. It's bad. Most people there, Confederate tattoo and a colostomy bag.
That's your pee-pee poo-poo news.
That's it. That's horrible.
Actually, I have another one for PP Poo Poo News on the printer. If you want to stick with it.
What do you got?
There you go.
Off the cuff, right off the printer, Brady.
It's hot off the printer.
Firefighters had to cut a man out of a portable toilet.
Ugh.
Gettysburg, after a Civil War reenactment. No, he was trapped by a fallen tree.
A tree fell on it while he was in there?
Yeah. Ugh. Like, I'm just trying to snap one off on my own. Next thing I hear a big snap.
Help, help.
That is the main reason why you always at home.
I don't know how the guy managed to get out of there. Picture of that. There's not
much. What the firefighter's got about.
I know, but I'm saying what's right. There's not much cutting you have to do, I don't think.
The whole forest fell
off. Some of the limbs, I guess.
That's more than one tree, isn't it?
Maybe just the whole canopy fell on him.
So he was less trapped in the Portageon and more trapped under a tree.
Yeah.
Because the Portageon's gone. Look at that.
Yeah. Blasted.
Oh, I got it. I'm not going to say names.
That's your pee-pee poo-poo news.
Got an email that said, your shampoo bottle sounds like you were you're in love with a deaf girl or boy.
Oh.
Is everything okay in there? Yeah, I'm just having sex with my deaf wife. You don't have a deaf wife. Okay, it's a shampoo bottle. It makes a lot of noise. Shut up.
I had a friend he dated. She was an interior designer, and she was partially deaf, but it was similar to that. He talked about that when they would
make whoopee.
Get it on, yeah. On top of that, the sound of your whatever the toy was you're using,
the flashlight, bottle?
Yeah, the shampoo
yeah.
bottle,
yeah.
the whistling of the hearing aid was going.
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? So stupid. What are you talking about? Where's he going?
What happened?
Was that a story?
I got some radio videos.
All right. That'll just happen. Very confused.
This is a reporter in Memphis named Kelly Roberts. Was on location last week when two cars collided in the intersection behind her. It happened. She wasn't reporting on that, but she keeps with the story that.
Oh, sure. And there was an accident right hard, behind
yeah,
her.
Yeah, right behind her.
Okay. She's one of the
Let's
local
go to
news
Kelly.
Guys. This is better than Brittany Thomason having that guy get faced by a wiffle ball. Oh, geez. That's a real wreck.
Tickets for the 2021.
Oh, St. Jude.
Have you sold wanna, out. You so why dream are we telling home? You about Five it?
On. Yeah, they're sold out. What's the commercial for?
Action News 5's Kelly Roberts joins us live in the busy medical district with this story. Kelly?
Somebody noticed it.
Yep, and I'm not here to cover the crash that just happened behind me, but I hope everyone's okay there. But first, let's get to this story. I did talk
well,
to three
that's horrible. Just go see everybody's all right. This is not a minor wreck.
Hey, why don't you come back to me?
Oh, this is, first off, the person in the white car is running a red light. The black car almost gets killed. The red car, this is a terrible accident. Mm-hmm. That person in the red car might actually be hurt. All the airbags are off.
Yeah,
nobody's
just
getting
like
out.
Nothing, like, yeah. We'll talk about something else.
No, I got other things. I got other fish to fry here. What's the story about? What's her? Hopefully, it's floorball.
What's happened behind me? But I hope everyone's okay there. But first, let's get to this story.
It's the adult
I did
film
talk to
convention.
Three doctors, ranging from infectious
oh,
disease.
Oh, too early to ditch masks. Says, yeah, that's a safety concern. Meanwhile,
so they come back to it.
People coming out.
Look, that's
there
a nurse.
A crash, so if you are in yeah, the area,
she's at the hospital.
The medical district. We're at the corner of Dunlap and Jefferson. Maybe avoid the area, I assume. Traffic patrol.
Well, it's very
will
heavy
very
traffic.
She's you think?
Very heavy
she's
traffic.
Don't
anyway.
Worry, we're all nurses. Yeah.
She's excellent at improv. That was excellent work, idiot.
This next one is pretty cool. It's a dash cam on an armored van being chased.
Oh, I saw this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, this one's awesome.
Yeah, oh, this
one's
was, great. Did I send this to you? I got this a couple
Maybe.
Days ago. Yeah,
know.
This
I
is
just...
phenomenal stuff. Is there cussing all through this?
I don't know.
These
I don't
dudes
think so.
Are cool as ice.
It was on the. They're being chased. Through the streets
South
of
Africa.
South Africa.
That's
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a
that dude can drive too.
Yeah, he can. That, those are guns hitting their bulletproof windows. And then the car is trying to bash into this armored vehicle. And not only dude can drive, and we say he can drive, but he gets it high centered on something.
Yeah.
And then gets out.
Yep.
Immediately the one dude in the passenger seat grabs his what is that, Brett? An AR-15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an AR of some sort.
Yeah. And the dude is just flying. They don't say a word.
Wow. They're just getting
and they're getting
swiped.
Hit. Somebody's just, trying to rob his truck.
You can see the two guys in the back, and he's got his AR,
yeah.
too.
Or is that a mirror?
No, it's think a mirror.
That's
a mirror.
Oh, it is a mirror. Okay.
It's just those two guys.
Because I thought there would be there's guys usually that ride one.
No, there's only two.
Back.
There's all the money's in the back.
You find it interesting that they're
yeah, that's what the armor
mirrored everything.
But the Brinks have... You got a guy.
I think you're just making it up now because the mirror confused you.
I think it's just, well, I think well, because it's in South Africa, it's not, they, you know, they got different armored vehicles and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah, that looks like a little transit van.
Yeah, because that thing looks tiny.
Yeah.
But it's bulletproof.
How about that? I've never seen from the inside a bullet hitting glass.
It's like Stu from The Hangover driving.
Yeah, and the other side is cool, too. Because,
here it comes.
Yeah, this is where
the other side, right?
Shot.
Yeah.
And they go through this for how long is this video? It's like 8 or 9
Two
minutes.
Two minutes.
God, it feels forever.
Like 2 minutes and 33.
And they said, they're going to shoot. And here they did it again. This is broad daylight.
Yeah.
These dudes aren't flinching.
They're not flinching. That was I said, dude. They're not even flinching.
That's crazy. What a video.
And he pulls it over and gets
out. No, he gets high centered on something. He tries to back
out.
That's
what he
was
doing right there.
And then he gets out with, give me the gun. And he gets out. Oh, it's an amazing thing.
Do we have a follow-up on that? Did they make it out of there or what?
I don't. Yeah, the good news reporter would
there
know the
goes.
End of
yeah,
this.
There's the high centering.
Yeah, this is where, and then he grinds the gear. Crank, crank. You can't get it off wherever he is. He's like, here, give me that. I'll go kill him. Belts off, and he goes outside. Can you believe that?
Man.
I'd never get out of a bulletproof car
in
a gunfight, ever. I don't have that kind of bravery. Yeah, follow up on that.
Got a couple more radio videos real quick. This one's they're throwing their friend in the air, doing the splits.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a pretty good
play. Oh, God, no, she's doing the splits. They throw up her.
Why?
On her head.
Why did they move out of the way?
Were they supposed to catch her? Supposed to land?
Yeah, she's supposed to land.
Oh, that's a pure throw a girl on her head move.
Oh,
that's awful.
Oh,
she had to go in the earth
there. Oh, yeah. It was a jart.
Oh, that was hard to watch.
Lady jart.
She's just really bad at gymnastics.
No, her friends are.
Well, no, they threw her. She's the one that said, I can do the flips. Like, all right, all we have to do is throw you up in the air? Yeah. It's nobody's fault. This is what it looked like when Brett fell down at the Shelby place.
Yeah, it's Craig dropping my ass.
This is on Carmen's Instagram page. Carmen, you didn't finish the deal.
And they're in their suits. They practice. Her flip is, she's not ready for this move. That's all on her because they threw her proper. She just starts flailing.
Yeah. Did they throw her proper, though?
Seemingly. All right, Brady.
This is a lion and a jaguar fighting over a gazelle in a tree.
Oh, wow. Oh, that jack is huge.
That's a lion.
Oh, that is a lion.
Yeah, right. And you can see the carcass hanging down. Now watch. Snap.
They don't care. Get right up and start running.
Jag.
They got out of it. That's what jags do. The monkey clearly already dead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just have that's why it fits. What happened?
This is out of here. Bite, man.
This is one for you guys.
And then this is your mountain bike. The same guys that did that one. You. This is crazy.
The cliff videos?
Yeah.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That is a...
And then they speed up.
400-foot cliff.
Holy... I can't... That's...
Where is that?
Madeira. Spain?
There was a thing when I was on Kauai, and they offered up a trail. It's like 15 miles. It takes all day. And they said there is one section where the cliff goes down a couple hundred feet, and it's if the wind's blowing, it's very dangerous.
Lean.
No. And it's about a size 15 shoe distance from the wall to the edge. And you have to go with your back against the wall and scoot. If someone's coming the other way, one of you has to go back like a mile and a half. I'm like, you're selling this to me this way? This is how you talk me into it? But the views. I'm like, uh-uh. I'll let somebody who's done it show me pictures of it. I don't need this. But these bike riding guys, oh, my Lord.
All the way up.
Ugh. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
You don't have the other one to make Brett scream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
I thought
this is specifically designed for you.
Oh, no.
This is specifically for
you. You didn't watch it, Brett?
The Dago reaction.
I don't know. Which one is it?
So when Jeremy sent it, I'm like, hey, that was for Brett tomorrow morning.
A roof jumper?
Did you watch it?
I think I did. As soon as I see it, I'll know.
It is.
Because there was a bunch of stuff sent this weekend.
Yeah, so. We had a lot of videos going back and forth. Somebody sent it and said, only to watch Brett scream in full Dago mode. Because this would make any Italian make the noise of the Italians. The call of the Italian, they call it. And they round up the others. It's like when you blow into a Viking horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dude on the roof. And I'll tell you this. Watch. Here, we'll go. Oh!
You must be 18. Yes?
Yes, you are. Click on that.
I did.
So, the security's so difficult.
Ready, Brett?
You're going to like this, Brett.
I think.
Here you go. There's this dude on the roof fixing a screen on a... It's off the roof.
Did you hear the sound?
Play it again and now listen to when his legs break. You'll hear it.
Double step face plant.
And he does a straight leg face plant. I don't know how you can land on both feet, keep your knees straight, and your face still hits the ground. But he did it. And that is difficult to watch.
We always say how Brady's news feeds are different than ours. Jeremy's news feeds are way different than any of ours.
He's got to work through some stuff.
We'll talk to the news someday and go, he just had a weird videos. I didn't think he'd kill the whole family. He seemed kind of quiet.
They'll go through his whole feed.
Oh, yeah.
Look what he was following.
Yeah. He'll be all the manifesto, incel, all the stuff from the videos.
And he brags about it.
And he had a thing for violent videos. Yeah, Jeremy's videos sometimes are like, ugh. Yeah, that dude's, that's tough to watch. All of these will go up on our Facebook page just shortly. The best one today, blonde girl getting her head planted into a park ground. Pretty strong. There you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. It's 98.
What? 98. No way.